Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is the worst thing that your sibling has ever done to you? I want to play this for you.
Okay.
And this is this kid. He's celebrating his 14th birthday. And, you know, he's got a big smile on his face. He's going to blow the candles out. It's got the number one and a number four there to signal that he's 14 years old.
Yeah.
Big day. Big day for him. And, you know, you ever see that where somebody, like, will smash their face in the cake?
Yeah, of course.
Well, this brother was like, nah, we want to eat that cake.
Okay.
So I'm just going to smash your face into the table.
Oh, my God.
And that's what he did. He smashed the kid's face.
Yeah, dude, I remember this, though.
Do you remember this now?
Yeah.
Smashed his face right in there. Do we have this audio?
Aaron's re-recording
it. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. So it is really intense. So anybody have, like, a sibling do something rude to them? I'm an only child, so I never got bullied by a sibling. But right. I would imagine this happens all the time.
Yeah, I imagine that. I mean, because I grew up around friends that all had brothers and sisters and all kinds of stuff. And they were just like, some of them were ruthless to one another. Like, purposely trying to, like, cut them out of stuff or cut them down or take away things or what, no matter what it was, right? Did not want to see their brother or sister prosper or anything good happen to them.
I had a friend that, so, you know, if his brother was asleep, he would go up there and he would take a lighter. And he would light the bottom of his foot, right?
Okay.
And then that would wake him up because it would be fire.
Right.
Remember that? That was pretty intense, right?
Absolutely.
The bottom of this kid's feet were burning like crazy all the time.
Yeah.
I would never want to go to sleep.
No.
I'd wear shoes to bed.
Yeah, definitely.
Why you got boots on?
I'd want a lock on my door, yeah.
What's up, Steven? Did you have a sibling do anything crazy to you?
Yeah, so I ended up going to homecoming with my brother, and we bought a bunch of ecstasy and took it. And the next morning, my dad was sitting at the table eating breakfast with us and was like, why are you guys acting so weird? And he's like, well, if I tell you, would you care? And he's like, no, just tell me. I won't be mad. And he's like, well, he bought us ecstasy and we took it last night, so that's why we're acting so weird. And I was sitting there at the opposite end of the table like, are you kidding me?
Oh, what a dumbass. Did dad beat you up?
No, so of course he did get mad, but we got in trouble.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, well, you guys have to stay in your rooms for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. And you guys are just having fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's go. What's who's going to take ecstasy?
A lot of people.
Yeah, people eat
sandwiches. Really? What do you mean? I'm on it right now.
What's up? Let me go to James. Yes, James.
Hey, so I got an interesting story. When I was a little kid, I mean, I couldn't tell you the age, maybe 4 or 5. So I used to play Barbies with my sister, unfortunately, you know, because she wanted to. And one day I didn't want to play with her and she got really pissed off. And so she threw a high heel at me.
She threw a what?
A what?
High heel?
Oh, a high heel. Yeah, at the back of my head. And it caused some damage. So I had to go to the hospital and get some staples in the back of my head.
Oh, gosh. Did you, I suppose you never played Barbies again, right?
No. After that, I did whatever she wanted. I don't want to get in trouble.
Right. Yeah. Did your sister grow up to have lots of kids by lots of different men?
What?
I was just.
Are you saying that kids that play with Barbies end up having lots of baby daddies?
No, I was saying kids that beat their brothers in the back of the head with high heels.
I thought you were blaming Barbie for teen pregnancy.
I wasn't blaming Barbie.
Hey, Abe, if you played with Barbies when you were younger, you can have lots of baby daddies.
Yeah.
Stick to Care Bears. What's up, Tony?
Hey, good morning, fellas. So when I was younger, me and my brother were wrestling in the living room, and he got on top of the couch and was like, "Oh, I'm gonna jump off the top of the couch and I'm gonna elbow you."
Yeah, macho man.
I was like, "All right." And when he jumped off, I got up because I didn't want him to land on me. And his elbow went straight into the top of my head, cracked my skull open. I ended up in the hospital with stitches.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm so glad I didn't have a brother, because everybody that I knew that had a brother, and if hated the brother it. Was older, hated it.
Hated
couldn't
it.
Stand it, because they got their ass kicked all the time.
Yeah.
Just constantly.
It toughens you up. Usually, a lot of times, those kids grow up to be the tough ones, so there is benefits later on in life, but it's got to suck when you're a kid, for sure.
What's up, Nessa?
Hi. So,
yes.
As a kid, like, we had a dartboard in the backyard. That was
Nessa?
Yeah.
Nasty ass.
I
can
tell
you
his name was Nessa. Like, it's not a real name.
He threw a dart at my head, and I had to, like, pull it out.
Oh.
There was blood everywhere.
So you had a dart sticking out of your head?
Yes, right outside. He nailed it, too.
That sucks.
Man, where's he now? What happened to him? What's he doing now? I got to know the brother that chucked a dart in his sister's head. What does he do?
Now he's good. We're like best friends.
Okay. Does he ever feel bad for the dart that he put in your head?
Yeah. So do you remember like Disney money back then, where you used to have Disney money? So I went to bed. I had like a whole like tamper on my top of my head, and I was asleep, and he put Disney money under my pillow.
Aww.
Because he felt bad.
Dude, I want to wake up tomorrow morning with Disney money.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Oh, my God.
I bet you do.
Sounds magical.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? It's like, I woke up, Disney money!
Disney dollars.
What's up, Bubba? Bubba!
Hey, what's up, man?
Yo.
Hey, my older brother, he was about, I think he was like 17 or 18, and he just started driving, and he had went to the store or something in his car, so I took his bike. He still had a bicycle. He had a pretty cool bike, and I took it to the store while I was riding it, and he saw me riding it, and he started driving pretty fast towards me, and then slammed on the brakes, but the car kept sliding and just hit me. Yeah, he hit me, knocked me off the bike.
He ran you over. You were riding a bike.
Yeah, he pretty much ran me over.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's
insane.
Yeah. I hear these stories all the time. That's just, it's,
I mean,
real
that's
rough.
Crazy. That guy got hit by a car.
Damn. Do we have the audio of this kid getting his face smashed into the table yet?
The video got taken down by the website it was on.
Damn it. Damn it. It's so good.
It might have been that hard of a hit. That's why they took it down.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, it did. That's exactly what it was.
Just imagine, all right, this kid's celebrating his birthday. They don't want to mess up the cake because they want to eat the cake.
Uh-huh.
So instead of smashing the kid's face into the cake, they just smash his head right into the table.
But that's common, what I'm learning from siblings.
What's up, Kevin?
Hey, so I got a few different ones, actually, but one of the most memorable ones is me and my brother were throwing a football back and forth, two other guys in a field, and he was getting mad because I kept jumping and catching the ball. I was a better athlete. And they threw kind of high on one, and I guess he just had enough. And as I was coming down with the ball in my hands ready to tuck it, he cut back and kicked me right in the groin.
Oh.
Everything he had, like the downward force from my weight and the upward force of his foot, incapacitated me for like 15 minutes, just laying in agonizing pain.
He was tired of getting mossed.
Okay, is it true, dude? Like, because I've heard these stories too, that brothers attack each other's balls all the time.
Oh man,
like, you have to be on guard.
That terrifies me.
I've even heard though that sisters will kick their brothers in the balls a lot.
I mean, let's leave the balls alone.
No.
Like, I would imagine that more because they wouldn't understand the pain.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
but
I think they do. That's what makes it worse.
Your brother didn't understand the pain because he wasn't athletic.
Oh, he didn't care. Yeah, yeah.
Guys that aren't
athletic.
You don't
know what it's like to be athletic and have your balls hurt more when you get kicked there.
I don't think, if you're not athletic, your balls don't hurt.
Yeah, you get kicked to the balls all day and you're like, hee-hee-hee.
You missed me.
Right. I can't hit a jump shot. That doesn't hurt me.
Let's go to Andy. Andy, did you have a sibling do anything to you?
I had three. Yes.
Yuck.
But first off, I'd like to verify brothers do attack balls.
Okay.
Yeah.
He can confirm
this. I've heard this. Like, it's like a lot of, like, if you have brothers and stuff, you sleep and you hold on to your junk. Oh, when you sleep.
No, no, no. You put them in a safe. You take them off, put them in the safe, and then you go to sleep. Yeah. I started a little business here in San Antonio and making pretty good money and ended up needing some help, and I got my brother involved, and me and him were just killing it, you know, doing awesome. I got in a little bit of trouble, and I had to go to jail for 20 days.
Yeah.
And I left my brother in charge of everything, introduced him to everybody that needed to be taken care of. When I got out, it wasn't my business anymore. It was my brother's business.
Oh, he stole the... That's the worst.
Now, what did we learn here? Don't go to jail.
No, that's not what we learned. We learned don't trust your brother.
Yeah.
All right. That's another lesson.
Yeah.
You're right.
That was awful.
Hey, he offered me a job.
Steal from your brother.
He did. He offered you a job. How nice
he offered you a job. He's like, foot's on the other shoe. Shoe's on the other foot.
Worst thing you did to a sibling.
Yikes.
Let's go to Vinny. Yes, Vinny, what'd you do to a sibling? Or they did to you?
I did it to my brother. He was in middle school. I was in high school at the time, but he was taking a shower, and my mom had a cup full of thumbtacks, and so I tossed him in the bathtub, and I guess he stepped on him, and he slipped, and he landed on his back, and my mom made me pick out all the tacks from his back and the side of his hips and everything. He ended up getting me back. Because he ended up getting me back, though, because one night when I fell asleep, he super glued my lips shut. And I woke up.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't open my mouth.
I could not open my mouth.
Yes, Oscar.
Damn.
What is, worst thing that maybe you did to a sibling or a sibling did to you?
Definitely it's been to me. I've been the victim of... living with three sisters. I remember one day out of high school, everybody's at work. My sisters are older than me, so I assume they were at work. And I thought after school that no one was going to be home, so I brought someone I was talking to. And we just kind of, we're watching Netflix. So comes down to it, I was in my room away from the front door. I had no clue my sister walks in the front door, is hearing us. And the next thing tells my parents, and I can't bring anybody over for, the next 3 years.
Oh, man. Dude, she was all upset. What? Just ratting you out because you were having sex, and she didn't want you having sex in the house.
Yeah, and I guess she is a victim. I definitely do not blame her. But
you can't hit the button. Yeah, hit the button. Just imagine your sister having to see that.
Yeah.
Brother doing work. Yuck. Chris, it's like Derek brings back memories of mom doing work, right?
It doesn't. Not at all.
Let's go to Chris.
No, yes. First, I want to double confirm the Paul's thing. Three other brothers growing up. Secondly, it wasn't me doing this stuff. I have an older brother. I call him the king of older brothers because if he ever had a sneeze and you're standing next to him, he'd sneeze on you. That was it. And if he needed a fart, he'd fart on you. It just, just the little things that always would build up on you, noogies.
He'd just spit on you and fart on you. And he would attack your balls. Dang. Like brothers and balls. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Let's go to Justin.
Yeah, hey, Bill. Yeah, so I have an older brother and an older sister. And,
all right. Anything about balls? Were your balls safe in the house?
Yeah, basically. We weren't in the house. We were outside. But I had my older brother hold me. He was basically holding my arms. And so he decided to basically yell out to my older sister, "Hey, come kick him in the balls." So there's no – our parents are not around. They are in the house, unaware that this is happening in the front yard, man. So every attempt my sister tries to kick me in the balls, I kind of avoid. So I was able to kind of get a look at my brother and see that his legs were kind of wide open. So I just swung my foot back to kick him in the balls to see if he would let me go. And my mom just decides to walk out at that exact point in time when I decide to kick him in the balls. you know, not at all the points where my sister's trying to do it. And so I'm the one, at the end of the day, I'm the one that got yelled at.
You got in trouble because you attacked your brother's balls.
Mm.
Jeez.
Hate to see it.
Can you imagine parenting? And it's like, all right, guys.
Yeah. Stop kicking your brother's balls.
Don't harm each other's balls, damn it.
Leave each other's privates alone, weirdos. Jeez. Couple of weirdos up there.
What's up, Clint?
What's up, man?
What's up? All right. What did you do to a sibling or a sibling did to you, sir?
Well, it was back in elementary school. We were being loaded on the bus. I had like one of those packages of super glue. I super glued my sister to the seat.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.